Now, when some of us pick up a Rubik's Cube, it's not long before we're throwing it against a wall, my experience anyway. But for Warwick Pulley, he finds playing with his Rubik's Cubes and other puzzles rather relaxing. And let me tell you, he's got a lot to choose from. Warwick has a massive collection of puzzles in a variety of shapes and sizes. Cubes, triangles, rectangles, polygonal shapes.
Polygonal, yes.
Polygonal shapes, right, okay. I knew I'd get that wrong. Barrels, 6 and 7 layered versions of the cube and many, many more. You name the puzzle and he's likely to have it. And he's likely to have solved it. He's a mathematician, of course. He's a software developer who's turned his hobby into a business venture. And he joins me in the studio this afternoon as part of our collector series this week on the afternoon program. Warwick, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Chris. Nice to meet you.
A mathematician and a software developer. You're not a nerd, though. You have other interests in life, surely.
I do, actually, yes. I'm a musician as well. I like playing the violin and in various orchestras, string orchestras, when I find the
time. What's your number one love, though? Puzzles? Or your violin?
Oh, well, my wife, of course, but...
she's actually here, listeners, out the back, so you had to say that, mate. Good one.
Yes, it's really hard to... It would be really hard to give one of my hobbies up. It's basically... I'd never give any of them up. It's just a matter of when I find the time. So at the moment, I've been doing a lot of puzzles.
Okay, put Rubik's Cube aside, and I'll get to that in a second. What kind of puzzles do you have? Go through a list for me.
Okay, well, apart from the Rubik's...
Jigsaw puzzles, no doubt.
Yes, and some of them don't have any pictures on them. They're what's called polyform puzzles. They're a lot more abstract than your normal jigsaw puzzle.
How do you put together a jigsaw without pictures?
Well, that's the tricky bit, because there's no clues. And often there'll be more than one solution. Like there's one called Pentominoes, which has 12 pieces, and it doesn't matter how you fit them in, and there's actually 2,339 solutions.
This is spherical puzzles, right?
This one's a flat one.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
But you have spherical puzzles too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, not in the jigsaw variety, but... All kinds of stuff. They're the main two ones that I have. I have a couple of... There's one called the Gordian Knot, which was designed on computer, and it takes about 63 moves to solve it. And it was my third attempt before I solved it, and that was when I had the instructions. So,
why do you put yourself through this agony? It's a challenge.
I like the challenge. I see it as a relaxing thing to sit down and play with them and just forget about what else is bothering me, perhaps.
Do you have a photographic memory?
I don't think so. I mean, I can remember a few
Your
things.
Wife behind you is nodding her head.
She's nodding.
because you'd have to have somewhat of a photographic memory to work out the moves to solve a puzzle like that, the knot you were talking about.
Yeah, you don't need a photographic memory to solve one of these puzzles because there's various methods that people have published. There's like the simplest one that I've seen is a layer by layer method. So you just do the first layer first, and there's a whole bunch of moves to do that.
Okay, now you've got four Rubik's cubes in front of me. One of them's not a cube.
One's not. That's right. Yes, I've got the original
cylindrical and all the rest are square.
I do. Yes, this one's called the barrel, and a lot of people would have seen that in the 80s. I picked that one up when I was in the 80s. I've also got a standard Rubik's Cube if you want to have a play with that.
No, I don't want it, mate. The last time I had a Rubik's Cube, I jammed it against the wall. When was the first time you came across a Rubik's Cube?
What age? 10, about 10.
Why the infatuation with it?
I'd liked puzzles ever since I was, like, in preschool. I was given jigsaw puzzles and I'd play with them for a very long time. And so, obviously, my family realised that I was heavily into puzzles.
Yeah.
I was given by my grandparents, it was called the frying pan because it had two mazes on circles and you had to thread a marble through two mazes at once and you could rotate the mazes around the center. And then there was a little handle that the marble would roll out when you'd solved it. So it was called the frying pan.
Look. Not only can I not solve a Rubik's Cube, I'm trying to mix this and jumble this up so you can actually solve it for me, and I can't even do that. All the colours tend to stay together. That's how bad I am. How many Rubik's Cubes have you got?
Rubik's Cubes? Just maybe about 10. But
10.
Like Rubik's-style puzzles, there's, I would say, over 50 to 100. of various kinds.
Do you have a place in the house where you put them?
I do, yes.
Do you have a puzzle room?
Well, I was keeping them stored in our bedroom cupboards for a while, but we're trying to clear that out. So we've now got.
Given where you're moving these things to, and you share your house with your wife, is she fed up with your puzzle mania?
Oh, she's not fed up with it. She's very good with it. She was also able to solve the cube back in the 80s when the cube craze was there.
Okay, the first time you solved the Rubik's Cube, how long did it take you?
Oh, ages. In fact, I couldn't solve it because I was like only 10 when it came out.
Yeah.
A lot of people who were 10 could solve it by themselves. But there was a guy called Don Taylor, who was a mathematician at the University of Sydney, who published a book on how to solve
the
cube.
Let out the secret.
He did, yes.
Yeah.
And
Now I've just jumbled this thing, right?
Yep.
The Rubik's Cube.
Yes.
Catch. Yeah. Go.
Whoa.
Solve it.
Okay. I warn you, I'm not a speed solver. It takes me a couple of minutes, so you might want to have a little chat while...
7, yes, 8...
The pressure is on.
9, 10, 11...
Right.
12, 13... What's the world record?
About 7
15,
seconds.
15,
There's a guy, a Dutch guy, actually.
7, 18...
And...
19. I've jumbled it really well. 20.
You have. You've done a very good job.
22.
What
23.
We got?
24. 25, the colours are coming together, 27.
I should have done some practice, shouldn't I?
28, 29, 30. Hey, listen, I'm coming up to news, you've got to be careful here. 32, 33, 34, look at it go! 35, 36, 37, 38,
okay,
39.
Okay, first two layers, almost there.
40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. 47, 48, 49, 50, 51,
just
52.
Just working on the third layer
53,
here.
53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59. 1 minute.
Almost there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There we go. There we are.
1 minute and 5 seconds. It'd take me 1 hour and... 5 hours.
Well, for me, that's a really good time, but by world standards, that's like
seven
a tortoise.
Seconds.
It's pitifully slow. So
fantastic!
You'll never see me in a speed solving competition, that's for sure.
To be so into puzzles is I have admiration for you because my mind doesn't work like that. But thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Yes.
And do you have a club? Do you have a puzzle club you're a member of?
Well, there's a world forum. It's got about 1,000 members and it's invitation only, so you've got to know other people who are in it. And apparently Rubik is a member. And
Mr. Rubik?
Mr. Rubik himself is a member, but he doesn't advertise who he is, so he doesn't get too many private messages.
You've never met him?
I've never met him, but I've met someone who does. Who has met him? So
it was like Charlie on Charlie's Angels or Mr. Kentucky Fried.
Yes,
good to have you in here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go, Warwick Pulley and his puzzle mania. Can you beat that?